over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Our open home hour, where we open the phone lines, text, and email up to you, the Arizona homeowner. Anything you'd like to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email info at rosieonthehouse.com. Cindy chose to call in, and we'll get started right now. Welcome, Cindy. How may we help you?
Yes, I'd like your opinion. I had my house replumbed approximately 6 years ago. Two of the hose bibs they added on the outside of the house are now leaking, and it's not the handle, it's the whole thing. And then I see that the hose bibs were added on and welded on instead of having a threaded part. I could take them off and put a different hose bib on, and it's so close to the wall of the outside house. I don't know why they didn't put a thread there.
Well, Cindy, when you say it's leaking, you put a hose on it and you turn it on, it starts leaking out of the top, right where that little stem comes out the top. Is that where it's leaking?
It can, but if I have it off, it will also leak through the hose, which has frozen onto the hose bib for some reason. And that screw cannot be tightened anymore on the handle.
Well, what you'll want to do is turn, if you want to try and tackle this yourself, turn the water off to the house, okay? Then open that hose bib on the handle just about a quarter open. And then just below where the handle stem goes into the top of the hose bib, there's a packing nut there that you'll take a crescent wrench and remove it. You can take that to any plumbing store, and that little gasket on the bottom of that stem needs to be replaced. And that'll probably solve 90% of your problems right there. You can buy that little gasket.
Okay.
So, you're going to want to turn the water off to the house, or if there's a shutoff right there before the hose bib, that'd be great. But then run to the plumbing supply store or the hardware store. The water's going to be turned off the house the whole time you're doing this. Then down in the bottom of that hose bib stem is going to be a little Phillips head screw that you'll take out. It's generally a cone-shaped washer. You replace that washer. And as a matter of fact, sometimes if it's not a cone washer, if it's a flat washer, you can just turn the washer upside down and put it back in, and it'll work just fine.
I will check that out. I guess I was curious why it isn't threaded, so I could, if I wanted to, put a fancier hose bib on.
Well, no matter what, something's going to have to be soldered on there. If the thread doesn't already exist coming out of the pipe, then we've got to solder on a fitting that has a thread that you then screw in the hose bib onto. Now, a lot of the mindset there is, every additional connection you have to make is one more additional potential leak point. And there's nothing wrong with soldering them on there. And plumbers are very good at soldering. I usually get really good at soldering after I go through a whole spool of solder and I get to my last one. I finally get it died down where I haven't burned a bunch of solder. And then I don't need to do it again for another 9 or 10 years. And yeah. I'm out of practice by the time it comes back around. But, there's not a code or an industry standard. And that probably was just the fastest, quickest, cheapest way. And I wouldn't say cheap, the most affordable, because that would have just cost you another copper brass fitting on top of that.
And it's a brass hose bib, so it'll last a lifetime. But it's just like any other plumbing fixture with washers and gaskets and seals. They wear out, and you just need to replace them. So, and it's an easy fix, Cindy. We appreciate the call. That's Cindy's do-it-yourself project for today. It's very simple to take care of. And usually when I'm doing that kind of work, I'll actually take the gasket with me, or I'll take the part with me to the plumbing store. Don't just look at it, set it on the counter, and drive to the hardware store. Because the problem with plumbing is the people that invented plumbing think in terms of 16ths of an inch. And that's confusing enough. But then it's, then you have to determine ID or OD, internal diameter or outside diameter. So just take the part and find the exact match, and you'll save yourself some windshield time driving back and forth and back and forth to get the right product.
On the topic of plumbing, you know who Wayne Drop is.
Wayne Drop.
The Water Use It Wisely mascot that's been around for 20 years. Well, apparently City of Phoenix thought he needed a companion. There is now Lou Pooh on a effort to educate Arizona residents about what happens to wastewater, and most importantly, what not to put down the toilet and how much that costs and tax money and you know, your city water and waste and the stress that puts on there, because all of the water that is tied to our septic systems, our city sewer, you know, that gets treated and reused in a lot of different ways. A lot of it's re-released back into the river, and that's a big part of why Tres Rios is there now.
That's right.
A big portion of it all gets purified and piped to Palo Verde. That's all the water that they use to run the nuclear power plant, is all stuff that has come through the sewer system. It's the only power plant in the country that's not built on a
freshwater supply
on a lake or a river. In fact, it's miles, hundreds of miles from any natural one. So all that water comes from our septic system. And if we don't flush things down there that shouldn't go, those flushable wipes, they're not flushable. Kleenex, you know, there's only one paper product that should go down there, and I'll leave it at that. And Lou Pooh is here to help educate that, and you can download a kid's coloring book for it, too.
Well, la-ti-da!
Oh, kids can get real creative with those colors, I bet.
Let's not go any farther on that one.
You know, I know y'all, Rome, you had a little road trip this week, but I can tell you everybody was busy at the office this week finalizing that 2021 Rosie Allen Now's calendar. And folks, if you're one of the 40,000 recipients of the calendar and we have your address, you'll automatically get the new calendar for free. But if you don't have our calendar, you can call our office or email us and request a calendar. Yeah, I know it's already August. But these calendars are like homeowner handbooks, and they're our editorial calendar of what's going to be on the program. So it not only helps you regularly schedule the maintenance that needs to be done at your home, but it also clues you off as to what's coming up in the broadcast next week, next month, and the rest of the year. And if you get on our mailing list now, you'll automatically be sent the 2021 calendar.
But at the way things are going in 2020, it can't get here quick enough.
Yeah, I've had about all of 2020 I want to have. Gary, whatever happened to Y2K? I thought that was supposed to end everything.
Well, we're still here, aren't
we? I know.
Yeah.
And now we hear of all the things this year that are going to end everything. Well, it isn't. We're going to make it through it. But if you want the 2021 calendar, contact us. Let us get you on the mailing list. We won't distribute that mailing list to anybody. It stays just with us. And then you'll automatically get a brand new one at the fresh start of the new year. One of the things that calendar includes is our e-commerce product store of the month. And this is something we started several years ago on a lark. People send us products to test all the time. Would you say 70% of the stuff is junk and we just throw it out? That's what it was to start.
At least it was made with junk. It might have been a good concept, and they didn't have the right suppliers and manufacturing process figured out how to build a quality tool, but the concept was there.
So we started finding a couple things that were really pretty cool and pretty neat. And we said, well, how can we help distribute these? So we opened an e-commerce store at Rosie on the House. One of the very first things we put on there was that Amish wheelbarrow. Remember that? And now one of the things that we've put
Which we don't have.
They went out of business, unfortunately. I'd like to buy that patent. I'd like to build them right here in town. But one of the things we've got featured right now is a shovel invented by a rancher right here in Arizona, up in Chino Valley. And we've got that Earth Talon. It's the narrow shovel. It's the perfect shovel for getting your winter garden all furrowed out at exactly the right width in that composted soil Greg Peterson was teaching us about in the 8 o'clock hour.
And it works on a number of different things. I pretty much don't even use a bullnose shovel anymore. I mean, it doesn't replace a flathead, because if you're trying to scoop and move a lot of stuff, you know, your flathead's a lot better. But if you're trying to chop, dig, and it cuts weeds off great. And we've added the trencher to that product line. So that's it. The e-store at rosieonthehouse.com, and along with all the other things that we have tried and tested that we feel are a benefit to Arizona homeowner that you may not find, and a lot of them you can't find anywhere else because they're not at a capacity that they're manufacturing enough to supply a big box store or a smaller chain. You know, these are pretty unique individual one-offs.